Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding a Menachos Daf Gimel. Throughout the Daf, the Gemara discusses the Shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said the Menachos that don't show Lishmo is not a problem, because Maaseh Merchichim Oleo. If he's doing a Machvas, a pan, and he's using a pan, the fact that he said Merchesha doesn't make a difference. You see what it is. His Maasim show that's not what he's saying. So Rabbi understood Reb Shimon Kipshutoi, that if your Maase is against what you're saying, so then clearly, the mice is the ikar and ignore what you're saying. Come Rava and Rav Ashi say no, the opposite. If someone comes and does a mice, which is different than what he's saying, so it's even more of a problem. Because it's a sheker, he's lying. He's saying one thing and doing something else. That's worse than something that you don't, it's not apparent when he's doing it. Now Rashi in the beginning of Amud Beis explains, what is the reason when it's apparent, so then it's a problem? Says Rashi, Shema Yoimu Mutar Lishanos Bakarbonis. They'll say you could change. You see, he's saying one thing and doing something else. So the Kerenariwo in the Avdal and Mudal, when he asks in Rashi, why is Rashi didn't see Pashut? If I'm doing a Maise against what I'm saying, a Maise that contradicts the Machshava, so then it's a poise of the carbon. Not because you're going to come to do something else. Furthermore, many of the Achronim ask Rashi, that sounds like a Gzera Derabanan. Rabbanan said, don't do something, people will learn from you. But how can you explain that in the Raisa? In Ayin, the Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Lekach Toiv, Klal Ches, he proves from here that even about the Raisa, there's such a thing that Shema Yoimu. In the Raisa, you could say there's some din in the Torah, which is in order for people not to learn from it something else. It brings a riot from this Rashi to the reason when a person, his mice is not aligned with the Machshava, it's a problem, because people could come and learn that you could change your culture. But the question is, why is Rashi naked this way? Why doesn't he see a push-up shot like a Karenaru? Why doesn't he say that if the Maise contradicts the Machshava, that itself is absurd? Maybe one could suggest that Rashi was push-up to him. That when you have a Maise that contradicts the Machshava, there's no psul over here. Because always the Maise is the Iker. So a person takes a Machvas, and it looks like a Machvas, and he acts like a Machvas. The fact that he's thinking or saying something else will not change it. Dugma Ladover, the Gemara Kedushit says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Machshava Toiva Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Fo L'Maisa. Poshim Shal means that a person has a good Machshava even though he did not do a Maisa as if he did a Maisa. But the Makan in there in Kedushin explains that sometimes a person does, he has a Machshava Toiva, but he doesn't have a Maisa. And sometimes a person has a Maisa, but doesn't have a Machshava Toiva. When a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. His machshava creates one malach and creates the neshama of the malach, and the maisa mitzvah creates the guf of the malach. So if he has only machshava, he has only the neshama. If he has only the maisa, he has only the guf. Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzarev machshava lemaisa. He joins the machshava to the maisa. The Noam Elimelech in Parsha Metzora says a little different. He says that it's one person had a good machshava, somebody else had a maisa without a machshava. So the one who had a good machshava will take over the maisa of the one who did not have a good machshava. Again, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzar machshava lo maisa. So what do you see from here? There's never such a thing that machshava alone or dibur alone will be enough. We are in oilam maisa. We need to have maisa. The maisa is the ikar. So therefore, it's pasha to Rashi that if you have a contradiction between the maisa and the maisa take over. That's what Rabbi holds. So I don't care about his machshava. Says Rashi, even Rav and Rav Ashi disagree. They don't disagree be'etzin, the ma'aseh overrides the machshava. They just say, the Torah told you, don't do it because people will think you could change your kachim. It's more like a gzeirah, as Yosef Engel says, that even with the rice you have a gzeirah. But no one says that if I have a difference, a disconnect between the machshava and the ma'aseh, that will ruin the ma'aseh. Because the ma'aseh is the ikar. Like Kach Yeshloima. Anyone who wants to join or respond to the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.